Chepe Cuadra is an artist and chef in St. Albans. For almost a decade, he's been selling Nicaraguan and Spanish food at farmers markets across Vermont. He specializes in the same dishes he grew up eating as a kid in Nicaragua, like gallo pinto and nacatamales. Charlotte King of the University of Vermont Community News Service caught up with him at the Burlington Farmers Market, and she brings us this audio postcard.
Hola, Chepe.
Well, hello, look who's here. How you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
¿Cómo estás? ¿Todo bien?
Okay, so my name is Chepe, and I started this food adventure in 2017. Like going to the market and cooking the food and offering different dishes. Vermont is kind of isolated from the rest of the United States. Here is like very little Latino community. It enforces me to bring this Latino food to this part of the world that we are not very known.
20 and 5 is 15. Thank you very much.
Like, I had once a lady, she was young, and I was showing her all the Nicaraguan food, and she started crying. And she was, you know, she ordered gallo pinto and a catamala, and then she was crying as she was eating, and she was saying that, oh, the last time I ate this gallo pinto, this rice and beans, was made by my grandmother before she died. So I went to art school since I am 17 years old. I started applying a color theory in the food, like the yellowish marble of the paella with the sprinkles of red and the fish and the seafood. To me, the cooking is like the painting. It's like knowing all your flavors, knowing all the textures, knowing all the things you can do with these materials. I decided to move out of Nicaragua since I was 19. So I've been like about 50 or 60 something years living out of Nicaragua on and off. And, you know, I have a lot of friends, a lot of family, and living outside in another country, but wanted to be in Nicaragua is like living two lives. Kind of complicated because, at times it's hard to reconcile. This is why, one of the reasons why I came up with the nacatamales. Cooking this food is like, well, it put me kind of at peace with some part of my life, because if now I'm living outside of Nicaragua, but I have something very, very Nicaraguan. It's like having a piece of Nicaragua in your plate. Food and art is a good way to not only sharing knowledge and sharing sensibility, but also bring love and therefore peace. Like when you sit on a table to eat the food, there is all these people in the circle that are together sharing. And if there is any differences, you discuss and you come to terms of friendship. And so it's a way of collaborating with peace and love for the world that is so needed at this time and always been.
That was artist and chef Chepe Cuadra talking with Charlotte King for the University of Vermont Community News Service.